Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is talk about the first chapter of Think and Grow Rich book.
Good morning.
Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Good morning. I'm Taylor. I'm the newest intern at MCO Construction. I'm an accounting major.
Good morning. I'm Beryl Ogola. This is my second time interning with MCO.
And this is Gone. I'm a master's student and I'm an intern at MCO Construction. So we'll talk about persistence. It's Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich book. How does he describe persistence for you?
Hill describes persistence as an essential factor in the procedure of transmuting desire into monetary equivalent. It's the basis of persistence is the power of will.
How do you think that he describes?
In my honest opinion, I feel like persistence. Oh, remember, we have to watch for questions. In my honest opinion, I feel like persistence is that one major factor that I personally myself have to get through to reach my goals. But it is that essential factor because if you don't have enough behind this step, like from this, I feel like he puts in the middle so perfectly. Because if you don't have that definite purpose, that definite decision, and that burning desire that he talks about, you don't have enough to get you over that hill of just continuing to do what you need to do. And then on top of that, if you continue what you need to do and you don't further proceed to keep cultivating your craft or cultivating your plans afterwards, then it's like you're persisting to do something that's going nowhere. So it's like it's that middle hill that you have to jump for it, and once you jump for it, it's easier afterwards. Only if you persist to do what you need to do.
Yeah, he emphasizes the fact that it's a cultivated craft that you just don't have. It's a state of mind. So you have to continually be deliberately cultivating it and growing it in, like when you face obstacles in your life or you face something, failure, then you have to stick to your purpose and continue cultivating your persistence.
I guess you were really straightforward because he did explain, he did give us like some proof and how we can cultivate persistence when he talked about the eight stages. Of course, like, I agree what you said about difference of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to know what you really want. Also about desire, as you said earlier, you have to have a strong desire of where you want to go. And also when he talked about difference of plan, like exactly what is supposed to be done, like self-reliance, I guess, cooperation, if I'm not mistaken, willpower and habit. So I guess he was really straightforward by giving us a plan of action of how we can cultivate like good.
I know for me, and the thing of persistence is, I feel like most people, like he explains here, the eight factors of persistence in which people fail is that they don't stick to something enough to make it happen. Like, I know personally for me, sometimes, like, I'll be like, all right, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to get healthy, and then, like, I don't make it habit, or I was like, okay, you skip. You know, it says commitment to your commitment. You kind of make that one excuse. And that's when he also talks about persistence. One reason that we fail in being persistent is that we make excuses after excuses. Like, it's that, so like when he talks about it, failing for persistence is that one excuse knocks you off of habit. And once you're knocked off the habit, your persistence becomes wavered.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Oh, you forgot one thing, accurateness of knowledge. Yes, so you should be accurate in the knowledge you're cultivating. Like, whatever you're pursuing, you shouldn't have to guess everything. So that also goes back on the plan, on the planning, because you have to know a detailed structure on how you're going to achieve something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he says that if you ask like 100 people what they want in life, 98 out of 100 would say that they'd mention material things.
Yeah,
like, this is what I want to achieve, and this is what I want to achieve, instead of like giving the plans to what they have to achieve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
yeah.
They don't like have a plan. They have the end goal in mind. Like,
everything required to get there. Because, like, the present chapter is also, like, how to overcome, like, adversity.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we face some situation and we just, like, just quit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gave a great example of Darby, Uncle Darby, saying that he just quit, like, 3 feet before,
before he hit that goal.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And, like, what he trying to tell us, like, most of the time we quit when we're so close to our goal.
Yeah.
But the thing is, how do you know you're so close?
Because, like, it's like you don't stop. You don't people to stop, like, that's what I feel like when I read the chapter. Even though, because most of the time it's going to be a lot of situations going to present themselves, a lot of negativity. When we go back to chapter 1, when he was talking about,
and burning desire.
Yeah, yes. Intense desire. That goes back to that, because you have to realize that this is exactly what you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that intense desire, it would be much harder to give up on your dreams. So you never exactly know you're very close, but if you continue persisting, it's like creating a habit.
And I feel like for that one thing, that's where the accurate knowledge comes from, because had that man known, and took him the time to skate, to, like, I forget if he took it over for a minute, to, like, research the ground, not research the ground, but take time and, like, understanding what's beneath the ground before getting into it, then he wouldn't have lacked in persistence. He would not have stopped to attain his goal. And I feel like that's another reason why many people stop on the goal, because we don't even know why we're doing it or what we're doing. Like, when some people try to do weight loss goals, we just do what we think we should do instead of actually taking the time to look at
research.
What you're supposed to eat.
Or your type of body and how whatever you're doing would impact that kind of thing. So that's the plan, the structure.
And we can also get to chapter 1 when Barnes says he would like to work with Edison, not work for him. He had a lot of obstacles, like he had a lot of impediments in front of him. He didn't know where to find him, how to get there, but he had that strong desire to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened at the end, even though it was hard, he couldn't quit. Like, he's like, oh, anyway, it's something I just believe in, but it would never happen. But he never did.
Mm-hmm.
He went, like, to the end and, like, get what he really want, and then, like, he started working with Edison. The first time he went with him, he told him, like, I'm here for an interview, I'm not mistaken. Can I just the version I'm saying, the same version in English? And he come back to say, I will not leave until I get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, persistence also was there too, even though we're talking about strong desire. So, I mean, he has a lot of examples in the book that we can read in this chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we talk about how he describes persistence and how do you feel about persistence. Why do you guys think that persistence is the essential factor of thinking growth?
It's an essential factor in everything you do in life. Like, in every single goal that you have, if you don't have first the burning desire to achieve what you want to achieve, and the drive, the willpower to go through mistakes and failures, and you fall down sometimes and you have to rise back up, that kind of strength, then you won't achieve anything. Like, you won't get to your goals ever in anything you do. So it's like, if you want to make an impact in whatever you do, you have to cultivate the habit of persistence.
So it's something that you have to feel.
Yeah.
Something that you should be inner.
Yeah.
And whatever you do. Mm-hmm. Like, in college, even though in your personal life, at work, maybe in your marriage, sometimes you're going to go through a lot of situations.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot quit, you cannot divorce. Sometimes you have to work with that. So basically, like, persistence, like, have to be there. What do you think, Taylor?
Yeah. I feel like the reason it's the most essential factor is because it's the culmination of all your effort. From, like, the book, like, right in the middle, it's like that middle hump. It's the culmination of all your efforts before, and it'll determine how your end goal comes out. Like he says, he explains it perfectly. He was like, persistence is backed by burning desire, definite plans, and definite decisions.
And knowledge.
And accurate knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the middle and you're wavering on your persistence and you don't know whether you want to continue with something, then it leads you and it makes you go back to your former steps,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you either revise them or strengthen them and see where you're falling short at. So I feel like it's that midway point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how you're like writing an essay and you're in the middle and you don't know, you don't.
It happens to all of us.
And then, like, you're in the essay, you're in the middle, and you're so close to finishing, or you're at that halfway point,
mm-hmm.
and at some point, you honestly forget what you're doing or what you're writing about. So you have to take that time to go right back to the start,
mm-hmm.
reread what you are, so you know that what you're writing still matches up with
mm-hmm.
what you said
mm-hmm.
in the beginning. So that's the same thing, and persistence is that middle piece where if you're wavering in your decision to be persistent and to keep on to your goal,
you'll never achieve it.
Yeah. So this step forces you, like he said, it forces you to go back.
Because
he even said it, like, I think, I don't know if it was in this one or Imagination, he actually tells you to go back to the beginning.
Oh, yeah. He says you go back to chapter two.
Go back to chapter one or chapter two and look at what's your definite purpose, your burning desire. You have a definite plan. Did you make a definite decision on what you want to do? So if you go back
mm-hmm.
and you're forced to look at what you said, look at what you're going to do, look at how you were going to do it, and something there does not add up or it's not working,
mm-hmm.
then it forces you to change it and strengthen those steps
mm-hmm.
so that as you go on, you're going down the right path. It's like you're not straying from the topic of the essay. You're straying, or you're going along the right path of what you said you're going to do and what you want to do, and you're doing it about the right way.
Yeah, he also spoke about the reasons why we don't cultivate persistence.
Yeah, why we that's supposed to be my next question.
He says that the 16th symptom of lack of persistence
mm-hmm.
is the failure to recognize and to clearly define what one wants. So that's that burning desire, burning of that definite plan or a definite vision. It's procrastination, to which I can say personally myself, I fall short to a lot. It's that lack of interest in acquiring specialized knowledge, so that accurate knowledge you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's indecision, so the lack of a definite decision. The habit of relying upon alibis instead of creating definite plans or for the solution of problems. So that's that excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one time that we didn't want to film the show until later today, and
excuses.
Self-satisfaction. I feel like, personally, I don't know if you guys can attest to this, if you cannot be content in your own
work,
in your own work,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be hard to keep moving forward, because you're always going to see that one little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, how does, like, that, does that help you?
Self-satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
It happens a lot. For someone, but when I say everything starts with the mind,
mm-hmm.
whatever you put in your mind, that's going to be translated to real estate. So
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be thinking negative. You know, sometimes like self-criticism is very good, but just what I would say about this is just like move forward. Just say, okay, because sometimes you have negative energy kind of all around, but
yeah, he talked about the criticism of
mm-hmm.
yeah. Being afraid of criticism.
Yeah. If you're afraid of criticism, you're not an ethical person. Because when you're in this world, you have to accept criticism. You have to accept, like...
But I like the fact that he said sometimes it's in your mind, like
mm-hmm.
it's subconscious.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to be kinder to yourself.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's subconscious, and it only comes out when you really have to make decisions.
Yeah.
Like you have to make...
Okay.
Like you have to go against, you know that people around you will bring this negative energy around you, and you keep on keeping on. Like you're usually afraid of criticism from like your relatives and
family.
And family.
How do you handle that? Because most of the time you cannot get away with it. People are going to criticize what you do. Do good or do bad,
mm-hmm.
they're still going to talk. Do you have to listen to them and learn from those criticisms, or just move forward with what you say? So sometimes it's just like...
Definitely some purpose.
Exactly.
Has to
so
go
whatever
there.
You're going to find on the way, you just have to accept it and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't... Because sometimes people are going to quit. Oh, people don't believe in me. People don't believe it's going to happen. So you quit. But why? So like basically like how I said from the start,
mm-hmm.
everything is linked in the book. In
mm-hmm.
this chapter, it's very essential.
That's that fear of criticism. That was the last one. That was like the most important one that he said, because like when you think people don't believe in you,
and then now you stop believing in you.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's now it becomes a situation where you're just like, well, dang, what's the purpose of doing it? And then you have a habit of blaming others. There's a weakness of desire,
mm-hmm.
a willingness, even eagerness to quit the first sign of defeat. Some people are just like, I didn't want to do it anyways, or they're just not. They don't have that big of an oomph to do so.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lack of organized plan, the habit of neglecting to move on, ideas or grasp opportunity when it presents itself. There's a wishing instead of willing. That goes back to that example where he asked 100 people what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're searching for all the shortcuts to riches. And I feel like there is no shortcut. There is no shortcut. There is only just doing. And then to cut really quickly to the ways that you can develop persistence, you can develop persistence by having a definite purpose backed by a burning desire towards fulfillment,
mm-hmm.
a definite plan, a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influence. I feel like that's really important.
Yeah, especially the one when you're facing criticism from relatives.
But mm-hmm. you will always feel it.
You'll always feel it, but yeah. you don't always have to let it bring you down. You have that
exactly.
choice. You have that
well,
power.
I feel like friends are like a central element of our life.
Yeah, like we always need the validation.
Exactly. Validation on a daily basis. It's not all the time to bring you down.
Mm-hmm.
It just for you to learn to know.
Mm-hmm.
If your parents can criticize you and you don't feel that bad, I don't understand why someone else can have that hold on you. Sometimes people have like different relationships with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else can have more power than their parents.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you have your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's right and wrong. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you don't know, but you can make mistakes and
mm-hmm.
learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all this I'm going to express. That's
like the state of mind.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's how to cultivate
all the time.
Yeah.
Everything is
like a habit.
Healthy mind, healthy
life. Exactly. Healthy mind, healthy life, healthy environment.
Okay. That's-
and then a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage you to follow through with your plan or your purpose.
So to just to wrap up, for the chapter, like persistence is just gonna be it's gonna be built upon strength of will. And he said that if when desire is combined with willpower, I guess,
mm-hmm.
desire
mm-hmm.
can stop you from reaching your goal.
Mm-hmm.
So because most of the time we give up the minute when things get challenging, and you have always to persist in front of adversity, and it's the only way to advance. So this chapter is also how to overcome
and then with this chapter, it also lets you understand that it's okay to take a step backwards or to have that fall back to analyze what you're doing
mm-hmm.
so that you can move forward the right way and in the right path.
Yeah.
Exactly. He did talk about also how the lack of persistence can be a struggle also, and it was very interesting when he talked about the 8 stage of action, how to plan to create a persistence, different of purpose, how we talk about desire, self-reliance, different of plans, I guess cooperation, willpower, acquiring knowledge, habits, and also the next chapter that I'm going to talk about mastermind. It's always good to have a mastermind group and also they will help you sometimes to go over a lot of things.
Yeah,
and also
check.
Keep repeating your affirmation daily. Have to suggest every chapter that will give you a great idea of where you're going to go. See yourself as the successful person that you dream about every single day. And, of course, time will tell and everything will work out great. So it was a great time today again to have you on my show every Thursday.
Your show.
Yeah. show. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday. Thank you, Beryl. Thank you, Taylor. I will talk to you next Thursday. Over to
mm-hmm.
It was great having you for these 2 months.
Yes. Thank you, Ngone. We'd like to take questions if anybody has. Any questions?
We can also take questions during the session.
All right then. So we are doing this.
We can give a minute.
Oh.
For anyone with questions. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, then. Thank you so much for joining us today to our Blog to Read Your show on persistence chapter.
We'll see you next week, and we'll talk about mastermind,
that's
the important mastermind, the 9 steps to riches. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you.